This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
Thank you and good morning. Welcome to Morning Devotions. This is Chris Switz. I've often heard people say, I can forgive, but I'll never forget. Quite a challenging topic, this. Should we forget the wrongs that are done to us? Is it really possible to let go of these hurts? Well, life's got a habit of pushing us down, especially when we have conflict of one kind or another. Those strong feelings can rush in. We don't quite know how to handle it. I read a very helpful book on this subject, well worth getting, written by Dr. R.T. Kendall, called Total Forgiveness, revised actually in 2007, published by Charisma House. If you see it on the bookshelves, get it. If you're prepared to totally forgive someone, you might well have to learn how to forget. Now, it's not easy. Dr. Kendall tells this remarkable TV interview that he saw on CNN in the US by the famous Larry King. You might have heard of this late-night TV host. And on this episode made riveting viewing for millions of people around America. This is why he brought together the disgraced TV evangelist Jim Baker and his former wife, Tammy Faye, who'd remarried. Now, they'd not been seen together on television for 15 years, but many people knew of the scandal that had enveloped them. Jim Baker was a popular evangelist, got himself into big trouble. He was urging his TV radio audience to send him money for houses that never existed. So it was embezzlement on a huge scale. Anyway, Jim Baker was thrown into prison with the extraordinary charge of having to serve 45 years. Well, he served 5 years, was released on appeal. It was a deeply humiliating experience, to say the least. He was eventually vindicated, not before his wife, Tammy, left him for his best friend, Ro Mesner. It was headline news at the time, did a great deal of damage to the reputation of the church. 5 years after he got out of jail, Jim Baker remarried. His new wife is called Laurie. So TV host Larry King invited all four onto his show, husband, wife, for a chat together. The four of them made, as I said, for riveting television viewing. Now, each of these people had a story to tell of ups and downs, deep hurts and inner wounds. And yet, amazingly enough, some amazing wonderful stories of forgiveness. There was the story of betrayal, a minister who betrayed Jim Baker, spread lies about him, the judge who sentenced him to a harsh 45 years to make him an example. And while he was in prison, his wife, Tammy, deserted him and married his best friend. Sounds like a movie script, doesn't it? But Jim Baker realised that if he was to die in prison, that his wife, Tammy, had to get on with her life. He forgave Tammy for what she did. He quoted Nelson Mandela, who saw prison as an up experience, not a down experience. And Jim Baker realised he had to make the best of a bad situation. Here's what he said on national TV. My faith was growing stronger each year, and it was the best training experience ever, better than my years in the seminary. I understand people so much better. And now when I travel around the world, people respond to me because I've been in prison. I've learned I had to forgive everyone. My wife, the judge, people who hated me. Tammy Lee had forgiven Jim for an affair that he had, and she said on TV, I really like the guy. We were married 30 years. We have two wonderful kids. And then Larry King asked if there was any jealousy in the room. No, the four of them were friends. And Jim Baker said, only God can make people truly forgive. I thought that was quite riveting. Jesus gave us the ultimate example of how to forgive when he hung on the cross and he spoke those powerful words that you might have heard. Father, he said, forgive them, for they don't know what they're doing. I mean, words are one thing, putting them into action is another. So when I say I forgive, have I really done that? Because it is hard, because it's uncommon. Philip Yancey, the author, says that we go to extraordinary lengths, to justify ourselves. And we might say, I've buried the hatchet, but have I really? Grace extended to another person takes a lot of strength, doesn't it? Heavenly Father, I thank you that it is possible to let go of the wrongs only as I trust you. And Father, I pray you'll do that today in my heart. Amen.
Thanks for listening. Start your day with Life Words. Subscribe to Hope 103.2's free daily email devotional at hope1032.com.au.